A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the crowds, "When you see a cloud rising in the west, you say immediately that it is going to rain, and so it does. And when you notice that the wind is blowing from the south, you say that it is going to be hot, and so it is. You hypocrites. You know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and the sky. Why do you not know how to interpret the present time? Why do you not judge for yourselves what is right? If you are to go with your opponent before a magistrate, make an effort to settle the matter on the way. Otherwise, your opponent will turn you over to the judge, and the judge hand you over to the constable, and the constable throw you into prison. I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny." The Gospel, the good news of the Lord. I was taken by those first lines in the scripture of the gospel. When you see a cloud rising in the west, you say immediately that it's going to rain. And when you notice that the wind is blowing, and then we hear, "You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and the sky. Why do you not know how to interpret the present time?" That's a great lead-in for me, coming from Catholic Relief Services. And I want to weave into the scriptures today one of our main focuses for these present days, and that is called the peace in the Sudan. We are aware, with the signs of the times, to know that when the Sudanese people vote in January for whether they will remain one country or two, we know by the signs of the times that that kind of disruption can lead to violence. And so the Bishops' Conference of Southern Sudan has united with the Bishops' Conference here in the States to advocate for prayers of peace. 101 days, we're already into it, and their vote is on January 9th. And so I'm inviting you all to join us in prayer. The bishops of Sudan and the Catholics, our brothers and sisters in Sudan, with us here in the United States. When you enter the visitor center these next few days, on the right, at the very beginning, you'll see a peace pole. And I ask you that brings to mind this prayer for peace, this prayer that unites us with our sisters and brothers in Sudan. And just before you enter, I noticed a sculpture, and it's called Suffering Humanity. And again, for me, when I saw that, it was a call to prayer for our brothers and sisters in the Sudan. The Eucharist is a mystery. The theme is beautiful: to be believed, to be celebrated, and to be lived. We sang as the response, "Lord, this is the people that longs to see your face." And in some ways, we already see the face of God. We hear God's voice, first of all, when we gather and listen to the scriptures, because although they were written in the past, they're addressed to us, present, here and now. This is a people that longs to see your face. We're about to celebrate the Eucharist, where we believe that we encounter the risen Lord Jesus Christ in the breaking of the bread. And both the Word and the Eucharist call us to go out from here to the world, to recognize the face of God in those who are most desperate and most in need. And again, I call to mind our brothers and sisters in the Sudan. It's wonderful to believe that we are united with them, because southern Sudan, unlike the north, which is Muslim, the southern Sudan tends to be Christian. And so we have a bishop's conference there. And that means we have brothers and sisters there. And so we believe with them and trust in the risen Lord, who is the Prince of Peace. We celebrate, we sing, we praise, we give glory to God. As a community gathered here. But again, our hymns, our praise, our giving God glory is united with our brothers and sisters in the Sudan, who do the very same thing when they celebrate the Eucharist. Finally, we live the Eucharist, and St. Paul, in the first reading to the Ephesians, says, "Live in a manner worthy of the call you have received." And the call we have received in that first reading is again to be at peace with one another, and above all, as St. Paul concludes, preserve the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. Again, our brothers and sisters in Sudan. One body and one spirit, as you were also called to the one hope of your call, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. Yes, this reading for me brought to mind very much our brothers and sisters in the Sudan, who experienced incredible violence and war over the past 25 years. We pray for peace. We pray that that violence will not break out again. We pray that our brothers and sisters in the Sudan will experience the peace, not simply of missing or absence of violence and war, but the true peace that wells in from deep within each human being, who is a temple of the Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you for your prayers. I trust that you have heard my voice, and you will unite with us over the next few months to pray in a special way for the people of Sudan, for the peace they long for, the peace they deserve as children of God.